Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hey.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about mailers that yield results and ones that don't. I love this topic. Before we get into it, Jill, let's take a question posted by one of our members on Land Academy's online, free online community.
Cool. Kathleen asked, how much slope is too much slope? I'm looking at a 40-acre parcel that is literally on the side of a mesa, has great views, but a gradient of about 23%, which equates to, she's a math pro here, 13 degrees throughout the parcel. Is this sellable?
Kathleen, you're brilliant, by the way. Mm-hmm. We were talking about it this week. We were talking about you this weekend. We were talking about strong women and professional, intelligent women.
Mm-hmm.
Jill's literally making a list because she's putting together a group, inspirational group of women for women. I don't. Mm-hmm. Am I supposed to not talk about that? Maybe
you kind of did.
Anyway, your name came up.
Yeah.
So, may I answer this question?
Yeah.
40 acres is massive, by the way. You know, we don't know that there's 43,000 square feet in an acre. 43,560. So think about your house. If you're a normal person, you live in a 1,200 to 2,000 square foot house. If you're crazy rich, you live in a 4,000 to 8,000 square foot house. All right. An acre is 43,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Multiply that times 40.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1.7 million square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that you can find a pad that's flat on that piece of property? Yes. Or one, you can find one that is, you can engineer it.
Work with.
Yeah, you can engineer it to put an RV on there or a structure or whatever. So I don't want to sound silly, but I actually think this is an attribute, a positive attribute than versus, you know, just a flat property that, you know, looks like you're on the moon.
Exactly.
So, no, I think this is, 13 degrees or 23% grade. It's gradient. It sounds a lot. Sounds like a lot. But no, I think that there's people that specifically seek this kind of property out.
Right. That we talked about that a little bit too recently, because like what well, we had a property that was very similar, and Jack, you were brilliant. I mean, you'd be upfront, you're honest, and we marketed it as it has a protective ridge.
Right.
And everybody loved that.
Yeah.
They really did. And it is, I mean, when you look at it that way, there is a ridge protect with some wind and, you know, and people aren't going to be built right there.
Sure.
I mean, and it's like you back up against gorgeous scenery that, you know.
I mean, you can picture it. It's right out of a Western, you know. If you see a lot of the little, like, cabin type Western frontier houses have protection like that.
Exactly. So that, what you're talking about, Kathleen, in our world is an attribute.
You know, we bought a property one time, a long time ago, on accident. This was before Google Earth. And it was literally the side of the Grand Canyon. And a rock climber bought it.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, that guy wanted to climb on land that he owned.
Exactly.
So I don't know if that ever happened. I asked him to film it and stuff, but we just never reconnected after I sold it. This is a lot of years ago.
Yeah.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on Land Academy's online, free online community. Today's topic, which is the meat of the show, mailers that yield results and ones that don't. How do we know this? Because I've done it all wrong. And now we do it right.
Exactly. And now we save you.
Jill, take it away.
Okay. So I wrote down three examples of stuff, of mailers that do yield good results, and three examples of ones that don't. And I think I'm going to start with the don't, because some of these are misconceptions that people have, and I want to save you and explain why. So here first are three examples of mailers that do not yield good results. One is any mailer you send out that says, dear resident.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's a great point. Mm-hmm. Do not do that. People, you're wasting money.
Exactly. But a lot of folks see that as, but wait, I can cheaply and more efficiently mm-hmm. not have to do a lot of work and just send it to this whole zip code.
No.
You've wasted a lot of money there.
And upsetting people. And all. It's junk mail. You're sending junk mail.
Exactly. No one's going to look at that. Don't you send just junk threw mail. Money. That was just throwing money away.
Send an offer. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead. Go ahead.
It's okay. So that's one, dear resident. Number two, only sending to back tax properties. This is a huge misconception in our world. And I can't tell you how many discussions we've had about this and the number of people. They've actually, when they line up the numbers and they go and they test it, they go, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize I was doing that. My numbers are so much better. The responses are better. The deals are better. My return on investment is better. All these things by not just focusing on that.
When you go car shopping, do you only shop for cars that don't work?
Right.
Or have something wrong with them?
And dents.
So you can buy them and fix it up? Does that make any sense?
Good example.
No, you shop for the coolest stuff that's the cheapest.
And the person just wants to sell it. That's doesn't right. matter why.
So don't seek out problematic property.
Yes.
Foreclosure property. Yeah. You know, this is true with houses and apartments and everything. Don't buy a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Buy something that's awesome, really cheap.
Exactly.
Don't date ugly girls. Do you want to date, if there's 20 girls out there, do you want to just only the ugly ones?
What about, okay. You know, never mind. Anyway.
No, I want to hear this, man.
No, it's like, well, you know what? It takes me back to, there was a Sex in the City episode where Samantha picked this wealthy man, but just he needed a lot of help physically. So she, do you know what I'm talking
this
about?
This is awesome. No,
she
I
didn't
don't.
Seek out the ugly guy, but she sought out the ugly wealthy man. And you know what? And she gave him a makeover and made him look good and everything like
Did
that.
It work?
Oh yeah, yeah. Then all her friends are jealous. You know, he was still ugly, but she Why? Had to point out that he had a lot of other attributes.
Why are women?
I don't know.
Pick out projects. Project man. That's a topic for a different
that's
show.
That's a whole nother show.
Don't pick, do not,
yeah.
Don't buy problematic property.
Mates, don't, like, back tax property is like picking out a problematic person.
That's
like,
right.
That's
That you
good.
Have to fix.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
You're right. Thank you.
You want Prince Charming with a ton of money in the bank who's respectful.
There
Start there. And if it doesn't work for whatever reason, move down from there. Don't move up.
Because you know what? You just might get a hot girl.
Yeah.
There's okay.
a lot of... This world is packed full yeah. of women with super low standards. I'm in the studio with one right now.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? This actually ties into my third thing perfectly, which is up your numbers and a mailer that doesn't work. You didn't send out enough volume.
Yep.
So if you... It's like a dating analogy, just like you just brought up, Jack. You can't, if you're just going to hang on to that one guy and try to make it work, that's silly. You need to send out a lot of offers and then you're going to get you're going to pick the best ones.
That's right.
So when mailers that don't work are the ones that didn't have enough volume going out. Gee, I sent out 100. I don't know why. Because you needed to send out 1,500 to have some stuff to really work with.
I have a 40-year history of failing at female relationships. And I finally, Jill and I, I think, finally figured it out.
Because it took you how long to
yeah,
get to that?
Well, 40
how many
years.
Numbers, right? And how many women was that? We're not even going to go there.
Not Will Chamberlain.
No. I don't know the reference, and I don't want to know the reference.
Will
Did you date a lot?
Will Chamberlain is famous for, like...
Discarding women?
No, he, like, had sex with, like, 9 million women.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. That was a little before my time. I know who he is, but that was a little before my time, so I hear you.
Can I add a couple to do not?
Yeah, give me some more bad ones, and then we'll go to the good ones.
This happens a lot.
Okay.
Do not send out postcards.
Great one.
With anything on them.
Great. Doesn't matter what color it is.
I know.
Whether
it's
yellow.
I get it. It's cheaper. I get it.
Green.
You know, you do the math. It's a little bit cheaper, but it doesn't work.
Yep.
Do not send out letters of interest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I would love to buy your property. I was thinking about it. I looked at it and like, hey, give me a call. We'll talk about it.
If you're interested.
Yeah. That's what's exactly what's going to happen. Yeah. I would love. Oh, thanks, Jack. And they're going. You're going to get 7 million phone calls with people saying, "I would love to sell you my 40-acre property for $9 million."
Right.
And now you're wasted all kinds of time and money, and you know you didn't buy a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Jill's going to cover this in the positive list, but you want to send an offer out where they can sign it at the bottom with a real specific purchase price and a closing date.
Mm-hmm. You want to jump to the good thunder? Ones? No, you're good. You want to jump right into the
yes.
good ones?
Well, go ahead. Were you done with the
word? Some of my three hot ones on the bad list. If you have another smart on the bad list,
Do you have any more? I don't.
No, those are my good ones. That's it for now.
So go ahead.
Okay, so here are good offers, the ones that do yield results and good results. Like you said, Jack, a real offer. It's realistic. It's actionable, like you just said. I can sign it. I can send it back. I can call this number. I can look this person up. I can send them an email. It's a real,
it's actionable.
Legitimate, actionable.
Yeah, that's good.
A price in their offer.
I never use that word in this. That's great, Jill.
Thank you.
It's actionable.
Thank you.
It's prompting them to take action.
They can do something.
You don't take action. They do.
Exactly.
Love it.
Exactly. My second point on good things is sending to all owners in or out of state. I see people getting hung up on that little detail, that they're searching for owners that aren't necessarily
absentee
living
owners.
There, right? Because they think that's going to make a big difference. And the more you discard these people, you're missing a lot.
Yeah, absentee owners is left over from whatever that somebody learned, a new real estate investor learned on from houses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for whatever reason, I see it all the time on social media. You know, send it only to vacant houses. You know, okay.
Yeah, now, absentee owners back taxes.
That's an ugly girl.
Yeah.
Now you're doing yourself a disservice.
Yeah. There's an ugly girl, can't get a date and can't even hold a job.
Mm-hmm.
What else you want to throw in there?
Oh, there's a lot.
Yeah.
Red flags.
Oh, no, exactly. There you go.
Can't cook.
Right? Oh, yeah, there we go. Bat in the sack.
Can't solve her own problems.
Well, that's right. It reminds me of we have a girlfriend who's British.
We have a girlfriend.
We do have a girlfriend who's British, and she uses the term sacked.
She's your girlfriend.
Okay, she's my girlfriend. That's true. But she uses the term sacked, and some people kind of go sacked. Like, no, that's like fired.
Yeah.
And they don't, so they hear sack as in something else.
Half the time, I don't even know what the hell she's talking about.
I've noticed. You know, it's so cute. We were at a dinner party the other night, and I'm literally in the middle of you two, and I felt like I'm translating for both of you.
I can't hear her, first of all.
Yeah, that's true. And she's Italian.
I know.
It's this British Italian, so that makes it even funnier.
Yep.
So you guys are on the same page. You guys are totally on the same page with everything, but it's just a little translating. Like, what did she say? Oh, yeah. Okay, got it. So funny. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so here's my third thing. So I had the real offers, all owners, and use current and correct information and data. You want to send a real offer with the right property. I mean, that's what's going to get someone's attention is that. Hi, you know, Bob and Susie Smith. I see you own XYZ property that is 1.3 acres. And here's the legal description and the APN. And I want to buy it for this amount of money. You have my attention.
Yeah. What you want to do, and this is really what the main points of this. If you remember one thing, please remember this. Send a mail merge. Mm-hmm. If you're very new to that, if this is the first time you've heard of it, please do some research. You don't need to learn how to do one. We own a printing company that'll do it for you. All you need to do is submit the offer that you want to use, the template, and then the data. We'll do it for you, but it has to be a mail merge. Jill referred to it earlier as, you know, or current resident. Mm-hmm. You don't ever want to do that. You want to make it look like that's the only letter you sent out, mm-hmm. the only offer, and that person's all special.
Mm-hmm. And you have everything correct and mm-hmm. right. You did your homework.
It's easy.
Don't
be afraid of mail merges, please. I've heard people stay out of this business because they can't figure out mail merges. You don't have to figure it out.
It's not hard.
There's people out there that'll do it for you.
That's really easy.
Like us.
Right. It's just, and it's like, it's a respectable offer. you know, too. It's not, I'm going to give you a dollar. Let's be realistic here, folks.
Right.
It's lower than, you know, obviously, because this is the business that you're in, but they respect that. You know,
yeah, be respectable. I mean, you're sending out offers that are way less than what the property's worth, but be respectable mm-hmm. about it and polite about it. You know, some people do get upset. You say, you know what? I don't mean to offend you, but this is a business I'm in. And I obviously made a mistake. I misvalued your property and, you know, let's just go about our lives.
You know, I usually don't have that so much, Jack. My whole answer is take it or leave it. You know, I mean, I don't say it like that, but that's what's in my head because mm-hmm. I'm ready to move on.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. And I very politely tell people, hey, here's a deal. I'll give you $4,000 for that 40 acre property. Totally understand if that's not in your thing, but and if it's not, great, have a nice day. If it is, you know, then you know, here's how we do it, and then be ready to move on. And that's really okay. What I find more often, Jack, these people are just excited to have a real offer.
Yeah.
So here's the realistic thing. They're really, you don't realize how often they're taking a step back and going, you know what? We bought this property. I really wanted to sell it for 10, but no one's going to come along. Do I want to hang out for 10? I got mm-hmm. someone right now who really has money in the bank and they will hand me a check tomorrow.
That's right.
They're legitimate. So they are really seriously considering your offer. And you don't even know it. So you need to give them that time and let them process that. And you'd be surprised.
Here's the numbers. You if you do it right, if you send 100 mailers out, you're going to buy a property. I'm not saying send 100 because you're just really diminishing your chances. Send 1,500 out a month, ballpark, is what we recommend. So for land, every 100 you should buy a property. If you're doing everything wrong, it's like every 200. Not everything wrong, but rookie mistakes, which we can help you avoid. And if you're for houses, it's about 2,000. For every 2,000 offers you send out, you're going to buy a house. And this is about 40% of what you think it's worth. 40% of the lowest equal property listed. Lowest priced property. I don't want to get all complicated-y.
You just, because I came up with actionable. Now you're trying to go with another.
Complicated-y.
Complicated-y. I love it.
Here's some other things that I do not recommend. Some people have luck with it. I don't understand it. I've tried it. Our numbers are not as good. Yellow letters. Okay, don't send a mailer that's tricking anyone. You're not using a font that looks like handwriting. All right, no one's fooled by this stuff. And it's disrespectful. Send a business letter out, please, in a windowed envelope. It's inexpensive. It's respectful. And with nothing on the front. You know, I did a blog about this and it got a great response. Don't put something like, oh, there's an offer with an offer inside for your land in Arizona, ! All right, this isn't a game. It's really not. It's a respectful business letter from a company that you own to a property owner where they can sign their name and exchange money. So, and I, you know, I see a lot of juvenile, silly little stuff like lipstick on an envelope. Seriously, literally saw that.
I'd say, too, what makes me really angry is when people send mean, scary things like, this is your last chance.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to go back really, to the county.
I can feel myself
if you
getting
don't,
angry.
If you don't act on this and take this, you can get $100 from me or nothing, or they're going to come after you. People invent mean stuff to scare people, and that makes me mad.
It's disrespectful. Just have some respect.
Exactly.
You know?
So those are bad. No one's going to act on that. I mean, and you don't want to be that person.
Right.
So,
what else?
Thank you, Jack. Trying to think. I mean, just if you just think about what you want. Well, okay, here's another thing. Here's a good point. If you send a really good, respectable, professional, nice offer, if they don't act on it now, they're not ready for it, they're at least going to file it away and save it in your file. So that's a huge thing that I want people to take away from this, because I can't tell you how many people are calling me back after 5, 6, 8 years with an old offer that was so real and respectable and legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
They hung on to it.
They don't keep postcards.
No, they don't. But this letter, they kept it. And now they're calling.
It's got a price in it.
And has a brain. And they'll say, I don't know, this was, I know this was 2008, but,
yeah,
you know, what would you give me now? I, you know, are you still interested?
Right. A lot of times they pass away and the kids are calling you.
Yep.
Because they're going through all the paperwork and trying to settle the estate, and they could check it off the list.
Yeah. And they found the letter because mm-hmm. Dad saved it.
Right.
There you go.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to save you from our mistakes and buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition. Good show, Jill.
I like that too.
Great work.
That was really good. I didn't get on my soapbox. Really, I didn't get on my rant about, because I get mad when I think about some of the mean offers people send.
You know, we didn't mention is we own a lot of property. So we get letters once in a while.
It's true.
On the properties that we own.
Because sometimes I'm not current on my taxes.
You know, really? And so a lot of that crap that we get, that's how I learned not to do this. It makes me mad. I open mm-hmm. it up and I'm like, okay. I literally got lipstick on a.
Was it about a property? Or was it about something else? I kind of got to ask. Are you sure? Did it smell pretty? Did they put perfume in there too?
I don't know.
Well, maybe I should do
that. Put it in the shredder.
Do you know what's interesting? There's another one that I thought people do. I forgot. I've heard of people sending money.
Yeah, put a dollar
in there.
I think
that's silly.
It just comes back to this trickery thing.
I think that's...
Send a business letter.
That's just like, what are you going to send next? You know, a coupon for a car wash?
We didn't mention it, but we send a cover letter
uh-huh.
and an offer. So mm-hmm. two pages. And not, we don't try to save money on double-sided printing.
Mm-mm. It's very true. Or funny colors or anything like that. Right. We don't come up with anything silly.
Or six fonts.
Exactly. You know. Let's make it look handwritten. Right. No, we don't do that too.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price, just so we can flip it for way more.
And really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.